Genesis chapter 25. I want to read tonight. Preach to you for a few minutes here. The Lord will help me. The Bible said, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter and a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. I pray, God, that you would breathe upon me and touch me tonight and strengthen my body and strengthen my voice and strengthen the hearts of the people, God, that they may receive the word of God with gladness and with joy. I pray that you'd give us that portion that comes from thy word. And I just love you and thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. I want to preach a little simple thought to you tonight, if the Lord would help me. I'd like to preach on, I think I'll keep what I've got. Hallelujah. I think I'll keep what I got. My son and Nathan and Brother Jerry, they're quite the traitors. They all the time cooking up a deal. And so I came home yesterday, and all the cars and stuff Brother Nathan pawned off on Brother Jerry was all gone, including a tow dolly that me and Brother Jerry went and bought over here and Sister Cherie over in Stephen City. And I remember, I was specifically remember we was there, and Brother Jerry called Nathan, and he said, Nathan said, nice tow dolly. I don't want it. He said, I'm going to get me a roll back. Well, so I asked Brother Jerry, he said, what about, we mentioned something about the stuff, and he said, yeah, he said, Nathan Bart used that tow dolly and said, he called me up and said, I want that thing. And so, praise God, being the good man he was, he made a deal with him. Nathan got that nice go-kart. Jerry said, yeah, he said, take that thing home. He said they had just ragged it out. He said I had to completely rewire the whole thing, get it fixed up so I could use it. You know what? Hallelujah. If it had just been a matter, if it had been a deal where Jerry needed that tow dolly, he probably would have said, I wish I'd kept what I had. Hallelujah. But they made a deal. I just thought about that. Come to me right handy. But I thought about, and I want to preach to you, that I think I'll just keep what I've got. You know, I believe that we have got the greatest thing this side of heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. That is God's eternal, everlasting salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. You look at the world and all their trinkets. And all the stuff they've got. And I want to tell you something. The devil is always trying to get you to sell out. Huh? I said he's always trying to get you to sell out. He's always trying to convince you that what he's got is better than what you've got. The devil always tries to convince you that you can take what he's got and turn your back on God and be better off than you were. But the minute that you give in to the devil, and the minute that you take his bait, and the minute that you take his deal, then the very first thing he tells you is that God don't want you, and you're lost, and there's no way out for you. Yeah. He is always trying to get us to give up what we've got. But my friend, let me say again, we've got the best thing this side of heaven, and the only thing the other side of heaven, and that's God's amazing grace and his son, Jesus Christ. Can you say that? Hallelujah. Amen. Esau, we know the story. Came in, he was a hunter, he left to hunt. He must have got up early. He must have hunted all day. Come home that day hungry. And old Jacob was stirring a pot of beans, lentils, beans. And that's what they were. They were just some type of bean there. And he had that pot stirring. And Esau said, "Hey, give me some of that pottage there." Esau, able to conniver and deceiver, said, "Hey, I'll give it to you, but give me your birthright. I'll take your birthright." I mean, on the face of that. I mean, on the face of it. It wouldn't even be like that. It's hard to explain how poor the deal was. It would be like someone, you had your house, and somebody comes up with a bicycle and said, "Hey, I'll trade you your bicycle for your house." That is, if your house is paid off. Well, you say, how stupid is that? Trade you my house for your $25 bicycle? That's no kind of it, brother. It was more than that. The firstborn got a double portion of his father's goods. Isaac was a very wealthy man. Not only was it a stupid financial move, but the most important thing was that spiritual blessing that was passed down from Abraham to Isaac and then went on down to Jacob. If you don't believe that was important, Esau cried, my father, don't you have one blessing, even one blessing for me? I tell you, worse than the loss of that double portion, was the loss of that spiritual touch from God. And I don't know and I can't prove it, but if I read the Bible right, it said, "Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated." I don't have much assurance that I will see Esau in heaven. That is my personal opinion. If you know where he got saved, you can show me after church, but I haven't found it yet myself. Not only did he get rid of what he had, amen, but he despised the birthright. They have a thing they call buyer's remorse. Ever heard of buyer's remorse? You see, when you go in a store, you go somewhere, brother, they've got every kind of picture, every kind of thing. They've got a sale, but oh, you need that right now. You go in a car dealership, if they can just get you to take a ride, they know if they can get you to ride that car, that their chances of selling it to you have vastly improved. Oh, my friend, let me tell you, I'll never forget my uncle years ago. He went and he bought this car. And my Uncle Robert, of course, he was a guy always getting something on somebody, always. And him and my Uncle Jim went to buy this car. And said the salesman kept saying to him, he kept saying, "Step back." He said, "Look at it." Man said, "Sets up nice, don't it?" He'd talk around a little bit more, and that salesman would say, "Just step back." He said, "Just step back and look at it." He said, "Boy, it sets up nice, don't it?" And he just kept on saying that. So finally, my Uncle Robert bought that car. They got about 5 miles down the road. Steam started coming out the radiator. They had to pull that thing over. My uncle, being as honest as he was, Uncle Jim, you have to know him. He was a prankster too. And he told Uncle Jim, he said, "Uncle Robert," he said, "step back." Robert said, "Step back." He said, "Sure sets up nice, don't it?" Hallelujah. Woo! Well, it wasn't setting up too nice right then. Hallelujah. He may have wished he'd kept what he had. Hallelujah. Well, friend. Pray for me. I'm wanting to sneeze and I don't know what all anyway. Listen, let me tell you something. My God, I want to tell you something. I have a feeling that more than one time that Esau had buyer's remorse. The problem with Esau, he was living for the here and now. Could I tell you young people, could I tell you moms and dads that the devil will try to get you to live for now and make you think that there will never be a tomorrow. The problem with Esau was he said, I'm about to die right now. I've got to have it right now. If I don't have it now, I'm going to die anyway. So what good will it do me? Hear me, young lady. The devil will tell you, if you don't get that guy, you'll never get another one. He's not saved. He don't go to church or he don't live right. He's not holiness. And the devil will tell you, if you don't get him, you'll never get another one. The devil is a liar. If you'll serve God, God will give you a young man that will love you and will appreciate you and serve God. Don't trade your birthright, amen, for just anybody. Hallelujah. Or anything. Hallelujah. Oh, young men, could I tell you, my God, the devil may try to tell you that you can party and you can run with the crowd. Amen. You can smoke, you can drink, you can do this, you can do that. And somewhere down the line that you can just, you know, rewind the tape and do it all over. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that God won't save you, but you'll never rewind the tape. You'll never blot out the sins. Amen. Or the blood will, don't excuse me. But you know what I'm saying? There's no way that you'll ever, ever, ever be able to erase that past. My God, it'll haunt you till the day you die. I want to tell you something. You better stay with God. You better keep what you had. You better not let the devil have what you got. I decided a long time ago, I said, devil, I'm going to keep what I got. Hallelujah. Woo! I said I'm going to keep what I got. Hallelujah. Woo! I said I'm going to keep what I got. Hallelujah. Woo! Well, glory. I said glory. Lift your hands and praise him tonight. Woo! Well, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory. Oh, Lord, help me preach tonight. Woo. Oh, don't misunderstand me, Brother Joel. You're just as saved as anybody in this church. You're just as saved as anybody here. But you know as well as I do, there's some of your past you'd love to erase. And I guarantee you, Brother Joel will tell you, if I could do it all over again. And he just kept on saying that. So finally, my Uncle Robert bought that car. They got about 5 miles down the road. Steam started coming out the radiator. They had to pull that thing over. My uncle, being as honest, he was Uncle Jim. You have to know him. He was a prankster too. And he told Uncle Jim, he said, Uncle Robert said, step back. Robert said, step back. Said, sure sets up nice, don't it? Hallelujah. Well, it wasn't setting up too nice right then. Hallelujah. He may have wished he'd kept what he had. Hallelujah. Well, friend. Pray for me. I'm wanting to sneeze and I don't know what all anyway. Listen, let me tell you something. My God, I want to tell you something. I have a feeling that more than one time that Esau had buyer's remorse. The problem with Esau, he was living for the here and now. Could I tell you young people, could I tell you moms and dads that the devil will try to get you to live for now and make you think that there will never be a tomorrow. The problem with Esau was he said, I'm about to die right now. I've got to have it right now. If I don't have it now, I'm going to die anyway. So what good will it do me? Hear me, young lady. The devil will tell you, if you don't get that guy, you'll never get another one.
He's not saved. He don't go to church, or he don't live right. He's not holiness. And the devil will tell you, if you don't get him, you'll never get another one. The devil is a liar. If you'll serve God, God will give you a young man that'll love you and will appreciate you and serve God. Don't trade your birthright, amen, for just anybody. Hallelujah. Or anything. Hallelujah. Oh, young men, could I tell you, my God, the devil may try to tell you that you can party and you can run with the crowd. Amen. You can smoke, you can drink, you can do this, you can do that. And somewhere down the line that you can just, you know, rewind the tape and do it all over. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that God won't save you, but you'll never rewind the tape. You'll never blot out the sins. Amen. The blood will, don't excuse me. But you know what I'm saying? There's no way that you'll ever, ever, ever be able to erase that past. My God, it'll haunt you till the day you die. I want to tell you something. You better stay with God. You better keep what you had. You better not let the devil have what you got. I decided a long time ago, I said, devil, I'm going to keep what I got. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, I'm going to keep what I got. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, I'm going to keep what I got. Hallelujah. Woo! Well, glory. I said, glory. Lift your hands and praise him tonight. Woo! Well, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory. Oh, Lord, help me preach tonight. Woo! Oh, don't misunderstand me, Brother Joel. You're just as saved as anybody in this church. You're just as saved as anybody here. But you know as well as I do, there's some of your past you'd love to erase. And I guarantee you, Brother Joel will tell you, if I could do it all over again, I just kept what I had. Hallelujah! I traded for the devil, and he gave me destruction. He gave me heartache. He gave me trouble. My God, I believe he'll tell you, young people, amen, just keep what you got. You got the best thing that God's ever gave to mankind. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, we got about a 70 or 80% divorce rate in America. Because everybody thinks, amen, that somebody else's wife would be better than the one they've got. Hello? My God, let me give you some good advice. Amen. Let me tell you, men, you better keep what you've got. God, I tell you something, ladies, you better keep what you've got. Hallelujah. My God, don't let the devil draw you down in a corner. Don't let the devil talk you out of the blessings of God. Don't let the devil talk you out of the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil talk you out of coming to church. Don't let the devil talk you out of the blessings of the Lord. My God, don't let the devil sell you something that's no good. I think I'll keep what I've got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the devil will promise you a barrel of fun, but instead you'll get a barrel of snakes. Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, the devil will promise you a beautiful blonde, and if you're not careful, my God, you'll get a blind bomb. She'll be a bombshell. Hallelujah. And you'll just be the latest victim on her love list. Oh, let me tell you something right now. But the devil don't care. Amen. If you won't sell out for beans, he'll offer you blonde. If you won't sell out for a blonde, he'll offer you a brunette. If you won't sell out for a woman, he'll offer money to you. If he won't sell out for money, he'll offer you fame. Oh, my God. He
He don't care what the price is. My God, the devil just wants to get you to let go of what you got. But you got to make up your mind. I said you got to make up your mind that you're not for sale and that you're going to keep what you've got tonight.
Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, glory. I read. So it's supposed to be a true story here. Said there was a man who decided to sell his house. So he put it on the market. And the real estate lady said, what are you doing? He said, well, I want to find another house. And so she said, okay, well, so that you can better guide me in what kind of house you want, why don't you tell me what you want in your house? And he went down, he said, well, I'd like a large master bedroom with a full bath. I'd like a nice kitchen with a double oven and a double bowl sink and a micro hood. All right. Hallelujah. I'd like two more bedrooms and a bath. I'd like a full walkout basement. I'd like about, you know, 4 or 5 acres and some mature trees. And when he got all done, the lady said, I've got a house that's just like that. And he said, really? He said, yeah. It said, it's the one you just put up for sale. Woo! Really happened. You guess what he said? He said, I think I'll just keep in what I got. Woo! Hallelujah! If I was to ask you tonight, how many of you would like to live a happy life? Huh? Huh? Oh, come on here. If I was to ask you, how many of you would like to go to heaven? Huh? Glory. If I was to go down through the list, would you like to be blessed? Would you like an old? Would you like to have life? Would you like to have strength? Would you like to stay married to your spouse? Oh, would come on here. When I went down through the list, my God, I believe I'd have to say to you, that's exactly what you got when you became a child of God. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Come on here. My God, there's nothing. I said there's nothing worth selling out for. Make up your mind. If it takes you for sale, sign down and let the devil know that you're just going to keep what you got. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, I said take your sale, sign down and say, devil, I'm going to keep what I got. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Oh.
Glory. 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 Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. My God, my God. Let me tell you something. The devil is always changing the price. The devil is just like that old television. I think it may have went off now. I don't know. Used to have an old television program. Let's make a deal. Glory. The devil is always wanting you to spin the wheel. He's always wanting you to try this door over here. Try this number over here. Yeah. Just give her another try. Oh, my God, I got over that a long time ago. I got washed in the blood. I got saved when I was a young man. I saw the tragedy of sin. I saw friends broken by sin. I saw my sister and her husband. I saw them break up. I watched my mom and dad break up. I watched my family as they turned and they saw what they had and went on down the road and got something that they thought was a little better deal. I saw what it brought to them. Woo! And I've never been sorry that I kept what I had. I said I've never been sorry that I kept what I had. That I stayed with the old time religion. That I stayed with holiness. That I stayed with the power of Pentecost. Amen. You can have something else if you want it. But I'm just going to keep what I've got. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I've seen
some of my preacher friends who thought that they could have a bigger church and they could have a bigger crowd with a full bath. I'd like a nice kitchen with a double oven and a double bowl sink and a micro hood. All right. Hallelujah. I'd like two more bedrooms and a bath. I'd like a full walkout basement. I'd like about, you know, 4 or 5 acres and some mature trees. And when he got all done, the lady said, "I've got a house that's just like that." And he said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "It's the one you just put up for sale."
Woo! Really happened. You guess what he said?
He said, "I think I'll just keep in what I got."
Woo!
Hallelujah! If I was to ask you tonight, how many of you would like to live a happy life? Huh? Huh? Oh, come on here. If I was to ask you, how many of you would like to go to heaven? Huh? Glory. If I was to go down through the list, would you like to be blessed? Would you like an old? Would you like to have life? Would you like to have strength? Would you like to stay married to your spouse? Oh, come on here. When I went down through the list, my God, I believe I have to say to you, that's exactly what you got when you became a child of God. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Come on here. My God, there's nothing. I said there's nothing worth selling out for. Make up your mind. If it takes you for sale, sign down and let the devil know that you're just going to keep what you got.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, I said take your sale, sign down and say, "Devil, I'm going to keep what I got."
Woo!
Oh. Glory. Glory. Glory.
Glory. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. My God, my God. Let me tell you something. The devil is always changing the price. The devil is just like that old I think it may have went off now. I don't know. Used to have an old television program. Let's make a deal. Glory. The devil's always wanting you to spin the wheel. He's always wanting you to try this door over here. Try this number over here. Yeah. Just give her another try. Oh, my God, my God. I got over that a long time ago. I got washed in the blood. I got saved when I was a young man. I saw the tragedy of sin. I saw friends broken by sin. I saw my sister and her husband. I saw them break up. I watched my mom and dad break up. I watched my family as they turned and they saw what they had and went on down the road and got something that they thought was a little better deal. I saw what it brought to them. Woo! And I've never been sorry that I kept what I had. I said I've never been sorry that I kept what I had. That I stayed with the old time religion. That I stayed with holiness. That I stayed with the power of Pentecost. Amen. You can have something else if you want it. But I'm just going to keep what I've got. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I've seen some of my preacher friends who thought that they could have a bigger church and they could have a bigger crowd if they would just compromise their convictions. There are a few of them that have went on. They have made big names. Johnny Wade Sloan's one of my old brother. Thought you knew him. They say he's got a huge church. Another guy with Dennis Slavin's. Got a huge church. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, there's countless others that I could call by name that compromised their convictions. They never gained a thing. They lost everything they had.
They lost their families. They lost their ministries. They lost their good name. Oh my God, my God, my God. And whenever I see that, it just makes me tell the devil when he comes by and says, why don't you lighten up, Marquee? Why don't you loosen up a little? I just stand right toe to toe with him. And I look him right in the eye. And I say, hey, devil, I think I'm going to keep just what I've got. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're not going to compromise. I said, we're not going to compromise on cutting your hair. I'm not going to compromise for your television. I'm not going to compromise for your slacks. I'm not going to, are y'all still here? I'm not going to compromise for your makeup and your jewelry. We're not going to back up. Oh, come on here. I still believe men ought to act like men and dress like men and walk like men and talk like men. Can you say amen? And ladies ought to act like ladies and walk like ladies. And dress like ladies. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. And there's no compromise. And there's no backing up. I'm going to keep just what I got. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Oh, Ahab said to Naboth, he said, your vineyard lays right next to mine. And I want to have your vineyard. And Naboth said, no, Ahab. He said, I can't give you the inheritance of my fathers. Oh, he said, I'll give you another one like it. He said, I'll give you a better garden. Or I'll give you the money for it. But Naboth said, it's not for sale. It's the inheritance of my fathers. And I don't want it. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to get rid of it. I'm going to keep just what I've got. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. So we know the story. They hung him. They lied on him. Said he committed treason against the king, so to speak. Amen. They got false witnesses. They killed him. And it all looked fine until the shadow of the man of God fell across Ahab. And he said, you found me, oh my enemy. And he said, yes, I'm just got a message. I've got a message from God for you. Hallelujah. The place, amen, where the blood was shed for Naboth. Amen, the dogs are going to lick the blood of Jezebel. Ah, come on here. Right in that same vineyard that you took from him. Amen, the dogs are going to lick your wife's blood. I want to tell you something. I have a feeling, amen, that Ahab may have wished he'd let Naboth keep what he had. I don't want what you got, devil. I don't want your counterfeits. I'm not here to trade the power of God for your trash. I'm not here, devil, to compromise my convictions for your convenience. I think I'm just going to keep what I've got. Woo! Hey! Hallelujah! I said, I think I'll keep what I've got. Glory. 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 I used to love to hear her sing it. I used to love to hear her sing it. She'd sing, it's not for sale. It's not for sale. This salvation that I have is not for sale. It's inheritance of my fathers. Hallelujah. I think bought on Calvary. It's not for sale at any price. Anyway, I used to love to hear her sing it. Betty Lou, she sat right there on that seat. Lord, she'd come out waving that little hanky and a shouting and speaking in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. In the midst of all the confusion, she sold out. She said, God told her. She said, God said. Hallelujah. Glory. She sold out. I want to tell you. I'm not for sale. Amen. I'm going to sing by the grace of God. I said, I want to sing not for sale till I cross the finish line. Oh, hallelujah. The the devil to take your shout. He'll take your song. He'll take your dance. He'll take your worship. He'll take the power of God out of your life and give you junk and trash and trinkets. My God, throw it aside and say, devil, I'm going to keep what I've got.
Brother Daniel, we got a decree signed that if anyone prays to any other god but the gods of the Medes and the Persians, they will be thrown into a den of lions. Hallelujah. When they read the decree, Brother Fulcher, the Bible said he went as aforetime, threw open the window toward Jerusalem and began to pray. Whew. Woo! What was he saying? I'll tell you exactly what he was saying. I think I'm just going to keep what I got. Oh, but Daniel, it may cost you your life. I don't care. I'm going to keep what I've got. It may cost you your friends. I don't care. I'm going to keep what I've got. It may cost you your position. I don't care. I'm going to keep what I've got. It may cost you your job. I don't care. I'm going to keep what I've got. You've got to make up your mind that you're not for sale at any price. You're going to keep what you got. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. We know the story, don't we? They came, those wicked men that sought to destroy him. And they told the king, didn't you make this decree? I did. Well, guess what? One of your favorites, your little holy roller boy, the little Jewish boy, the prince of your... Oh, you know what? I wanted to mention this. I almost forgot to mention this part. They estimate that he was probably 65 or 70 years old. He was not... I used to love to hear her sing it. She'd sing, it's not for sale. It's not for sale. This salvation that I have is not for sale. It's inheritance of my fathers. Hallelujah. I think bought on Calvary. It's not for sale at any price. Anyway, I used to love to hear her sing it. Betty Lou, she sat right there on that seat. Lord, she'd come out waving that little hanky and a shouting and speaking in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. In the midst of all the confusion, she sold out. She said, God told her. She said, God said. Hallelujah. Glory. She sold out. I want to tell you, I'm not for sale. Amen. I'm going to sing by the grace of God. I said, I want to sing, not for sale, till I cross the finish line. Oh, hallelujah. The devil will take your shout. He'll take your song. He'll take your dance. He'll take your worship. He'll take the power of God out of your life and give you junk and trash and trinkets. My God, throw it aside and say, devil, I'm going to keep what I've got. Brother Daniel, we got a decree signed that if anyone prays to any other god but the gods of the Medes and the Persians, they will be thrown into a den of lions. Hallelujah. when they read the decree, Brother Fulcher, the Bible said he went as aforetime. Threw open the window toward Jerusalem and began to pray. Whew. What was he saying? I'll tell you exactly what he was saying. I think I'm just going to keep what I got. Huh? Oh, but Daniel, it may cost you your life. I don't care. I'm going to keep what I've got. It may cost you your friends. I don't care. I'm going to keep what I've got. It may cost you your position. I don't care. I'm going to keep what I've got. It may cost you your job. I don't care. I'm going to keep what I've got. You've got to make up your mind that you're not for sale at any price. You're going to keep what you got. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. We know the story, don't we? They came, those wicked men that sought to destroy him. And they told the king, didn't you make this decree? I did. Well, guess what? One of your favorites, your little holy roller boy, the little Jewish boy, the prince of your... Oh, you know what? I wanted to mention this. I almost forgot to mention this part. They estimate that he was probably 65 or 70 years old. He was not, we always say, at this point, he had been serving for like 45 years. And they figured he was probably 15 or 20 when he was taken.